Hare Krishna.
Welcome to this year's Kartik Inspirations. You will hear here inspirations for your own spiritual life by listening to the direct experiences of a pilgrim to Vrindavan, hearing excerpts from sacred scriptures and the vast Brajavasa Vrindavan literature. While I was still in the West, I came upon a verse in the Bhagavatam which said, "Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto that direction where the Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated." Offering obeisances to the direction where Hari is situated, what does this mean? Well, on this earth, there are sacred places where the influence of this age is not present. Srila Prabhupada writes, in the Dham, like Vrindavan Dham, there is no influence from Kali Yuga or any demon. If one takes shelter of such a Dham, worship of the Lord becomes very easy and resultant spiritual advancement quickly takes place. One may still go to Vrindavan and similar places to achieve the results of spiritual activities very quickly. Yes, the advancement which comes due to spiritual activities and of course also the installment of mercy is very quickly happening. It is accelerated in places like Vrindavan Dham. To be very concrete about this offering obeisances to the direction of Vrindavan, which may be most relevant for all of you, I would like to cite the example of one saintly person who lived in Nandagram, Vrindavan, and had this habit. Upon awakening in the morning, he would first touch the ground and then respectfully bring his hand to his head, indicating that you, my dear Vrindavan Dham, are higher than my head. I carry you in the best of respects. Even if he would go outside of Vrindavan to places, say, like Delhi, he would repeat this simple gesture of offering his respects. Isn't that a wonderful idea? In fact, my dear everyone, there are no sacred places and unsacred places. There are only sacred places and desecrated places. Places, in other words, my English is here not so good, that are made unholy because we don't remember Krishna. For the person who remembers him, especially during the month of Kartik, everything will turn into a holy place and he will walk with an easy step and a happy smile throughout his days. I wish you all the best. Please let us make a practice out of it. Perhaps now, wherever you are, turn where you assume Vrindavan to be. Vrindavan is, it's not important that you find the dot on the land map. It's where your consciousness is. Offer your respect in that favorable direction and you will have made the first step into the holy Dham, the holy land of Vrindavan.